Hello, Mrs. Fairbrother.
Hello, Philip. Hello, Carol.
Hello.
Come along in, both of you. I heard the car arrive.
From the luxurious limousine I see parked there, I gather that Mr. Grenville has arrived.
Yes, Carol. This way, in the drawing room. We've just finished coffee. Mr. Grenville, let me introduce you to the two principal characters in Fairbrother Enterprises. Miss Carol Gray, who runs the horticultural and market garden side, and Philip Archer, who is our general farm manager.
How do you do, Miss Gray? Mr. Archer?
How do you do?
How do you do? This is a moment we've been waiting for a long time.
These two people are really the ones who make Fairbrother Enterprises tick, Mr. Grenville.
And so I gathered. And I've also gathered that you're both individuals.
I hope so.
By that, I mean that you both have very strong views of your own on matters connected with your work.
Oh, well, naturally.
And that's quite as it should be, of course. Now then, the point is this. I have very strong views about various matters myself. And what we've got to find out is whether these views clash. And if so, who has the final word?
Well, suppose we all sit down and find that out, shall we?
As I see it, unless we make mutual decisions otherwise, we're going to be three co-directors in a new company formed to carry on the business of Fairbrother Enterprises.
Yes, we're co-directors, Mr. Grenville, assuming we all decide to carry on as before. But as Miss Gray and I have found out just recently, being a co-director doesn't really count for so very much when the main holdings in the company, and therefore the overriding control, are vested in one person. Whether that one person happens to be Mr. Fairbrother or you, the fact remains that our directorships are, well, purely nominal.
Have you any alternative method of working to suggest?
Well, speaking personally, I'd like a bigger say in things.
Miss Graham?
I would, too. I appreciate your position, though.
Well, that's the point. Anxious though I shall always be to maintain a friendly working relationship with everybody in the organization, I must point out that, so far as I'm concerned, there'll be one person who has the final say, and that person will be me. I shall back my own opinions. I have the necessary drive, and I think the necessary finances to test them out.